Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight, and to the destiny, the call, the purpose of God for our life. And as we obey God and grow in the grace and the knowledge of God's power, God's will, God's authority, His life and His word, we see the authority of God ruling in our life and manifesting the character and the nature of God like never before. We become life and light to someone else. We become the answer through Jesus Christ. We become the hope. We become the empowerment. We become that which they need through the blood of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us. And we allow God to use us for His glory, whether it's praying for someone, ministering to someone, sharing a testimony, just being encouragement, being help, whatever it is that we do, we're going to do it knowing that God is going to back us because we are going to look like Him in the earth. We've been looking at an unlikely place of blessing, seeing God's power demonstrated as He takes people who are unlikely, puts them or allows them to get into predicaments that seem hopeless, that seem like they cannot get out, that they are powerless, but it is divine will of God that is leading them in this path where He's teaching them, He's showing them, He's instructing them, He's stretching them, He's maturing them and growing them to know who He is and to see His salvation and His greatness. And as they do, they not only save their lives, they save the lives of their family members and the nation that God has His hand on to do great things with. So God is now using people like us to do some great things for His glory. And all He needs is a willing vessel that will humble themselves before Him and obey Him and know that He's God and He's going to get the glory. And as you do, He's going to reveal all of His truth to us. You're going to grow. You're going to mature. You're going to change. And you're going to see the demonstration of God's power in your life. We're going back to this unlikely place of blessing, looking at David, who was chosen by God. He was not chosen by man. David was chosen by God to be God's king. And so because he was chosen by God, he's put in an unlikely predicament that he himself did not ask for. But God allows this to happen so that he can grow David in another realm, in another arena, mature him, and teach him some things that came by the trials that he went through the things that he faced, and it made him a better king. It made him a better worshiper. It made him seek after God. It made him know God like never before. And we have to understand that our trials and our tribulations, our struggles, even some of the things that we are tempted by, God is going to use everything in our life to grow us up, to mature us. Nothing's going to be wasted. And the thing that we think God would never use, He will use that to encourage someone who's in the same situation that is going through that and needs to hear that God did it for you, that your testimony is not somewhere on the shelf, but you have it right there, giving it to someone, letting them hear how God has delivered you, set you free, blessed you, healed you, how He has put things together that you thought would never be put back together again, how He's done wondrous things for you, and it was no goodness of your own. It was all about Him getting glory out of you. It was all about the King's glory. And so we're looking at David, and we're seeing his life, and we're seeing how even in the midst of being persecuted and by Saul and hunted down, that David never, ever loses his faith or his integrity. And you have to be careful that whenever you are going through trials and tribulations, that you do not become stiff-hearted, that you don't become in a place where you're unresponsive to the word or the will of God or even the voice of God because you are disappointed, because you're hurt, because of any reason. But you always stay tender before the Lord. David stayed tender. He stayed humble. He stayed in a place where he could always be taught that he was in a place of repentance always before the Lord, making sure that his heart, his mind, and his will were always aligned with God's will. And as he did, because God's hand was on him, God blessed him even the more because he didn't do it his way. He did it God's way. Now, Saul was chosen by the people, but Saul had a heart for pleasing the people and not pleasing God. He dealt with some self-esteem issues, as I said before, because when he was chosen as king, he went and ran and hid when they were calling him out because his tribe was the smallest. But God wanted and willed, he desired to give him the things that he wanted to give, that he was going to give David if he had only did it God's way, but he did not. And because of that, the throne was torn from him, and it was torn by his own actions and his own deeds. And we have to be careful that we don't allow our own stubbornness, our own pride, our own self-centeredness and selfishness to move us from the place of perfect will into permissive will. We always want to be humble before the Lord, truly humbled. I'm not saying that we're humbled, but really humbled in the heart and the mind and the character of who we are, humbled. And as we are humble before God, we see his goodness and his grace in a way that many people who are not humbled before God can't see. We understand that God has been good to us outside of anything that we could ever, ever, possibly ever do, a million, trillion years of doing it consistently. God is just good to us, and he is faithful to his word to love us and to care for us and to stretch us and make us to what he's called us to be. Now, when we get into this chapter, we're going to see that now that David is running, Saul's behavior becomes worse, and he begins to do things that are not done before. You don't see a king killing the prophet, killing the priest, a king of God. I mean, you know, a king of that was in the lineage, a king that was hearing the voice of God, a king that was, now he's not hearing him now, but because he's, the Spirit of God has taken his anointing from him, but he heard the voice of God, a king that understood the covenant of God, and yet he himself kills priests that belong to God because they helped David, because they gave David food, and because of that, he has them killed. And it's a dangerous thing that you now can think that you can touch God's anointed in that way and think that God is not going to repay you. We are not to touch God's anointed, and his anointed is anyone that belongs to him. And we're supposed to love them as we love ourselves, and we're supposed to give, help, stand with them and allow God to be God, because if they're wrong, God knows how to deal with them. God knows how to correct them. He knows how to chastise. He knows how to change and turn them, and he knows how to keep his hand on them until they yield themselves to his will. So, you know, we don't have to touch God's anointed with words, actions, or deeds, with thoughts. We don't have to come against God's anointed. All we have to do, if we know that we're walking in the will of God, is watch to see the salvation of the Lord, the demonstration of the Lord in the land of the living. That is what David did. He waited on God. He was strengthened and encouraged, and God allowed his enemies to be destroyed. He allowed what he promised him to manifest, and you have to understand that's what God wants for us. There are promises that he has for us, and he wants them to be manifested in our life, and we've got to allow the will of God to be done, the perfect will of God to be done, so that we can receive these blessings and these promises so that God can be glorified. Now, David has already fled to Gath. He's running, and he goes into a cave. He goes into a cave because he was in a place of the darkness. And to understand that, you have to understand being falsely accused of things, being hunted, being treated like you a criminal, being ostracized, having a whole nation look to hunt you down and to take your life. And you've done nothing. You've done everything that you were supposed to do and required to do. You've done everything in the presence of God, in the eyes of God, that was honorable, and yet because of what you did, you are hunted. And Paul lets us understand that he says, you know, if you love the person that loves you, then you're doing good. But when you're persecuted for God's namesake, for Christ's namesake, then that's when you're going to get a reward, because you're going to love that person who's persecuting you. You're still not going to touch that person, but you're going to love them and pray for them and pray earnestly for them. Then God says that's when you get a blessing. That's when you get an inheritance. That's when he does wondrous things in your life, because you've gone to a place where you're dying to you, and you're now alive in the will of God and the word and the life of God, and you're saying, Lord, no matter what happens in my life, nevertheless, let your will be done. I'm going to face some decisions. Enemies in my life. I'm going to face some things that are hard. I'm going to face some things that I'm only going to be able to walk through by myself. I won't be able to get anybody to help me when I walk through it. But if you're with me, then I'm not alone. Physical man won't be able to help me or understand what I'm going through. But as long as you're with me and you know the road that I take, then I'm going to come out the way you said. Now, they go to the cave of Abdullah. They go to the cave of Abdullah, and they go there, and God does something awesome. I don't have any more time to go over this today, but next week we're going to get into chapters 23, 24, and 25, and we're going to move on, and we're going to see how David is prepared and how God does some wonderful things. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favorite Life, the process of there, and I pray that you're eating this meat and you're getting it, and it's encouraging you to stand on the Word of God, no matter what you're going through and facing, that you stand on the Word of God and see His salvation, even if there's Saul's chasing you and after your life and trying to tear down your testimony and try to make you not believe God and have a heart that is pure before God. Stand knowing with your loins girt about you in truth that God's truth is going to make a way for you, that a standard is going to be made, and God is going to cause you to come to the forefront, and He's going to let you be victorious because you did it His way. Don't be discouraged. Don't be downtrodden. God is faithful. God bless you.